Good evening, ladies. It's Roberta Jerram here from GiantPotential.com, and I am going to take on this challenge I have set myself to give you 21 business tips in 21 minutes. I've actually allowed 30 minutes for the MP3. Now, that's not me just backing out straight away from the challenge. That's just to give you, to give myself a little bit of time to introduce what this is really all about, and then obviously to just do a little bit of talk at the end. So if you're ready, what I would suggest is, if you can, go and grab yourself a drink now, a cup of tea, coffee, glass of water, something like that, and also pen and paper. You're going to need that because you're going to need to do quite a bit of scribbling. And I just wanted to really begin by saying, obviously, this is just 21 things. It's a kind of little fun, frivolous thing to do, really. But it's celebrating my 21 years. It's marking my 21 years as a business owner from when I very first went self-employed. Now, I really can't share 21 years of experience in 21 minutes. Of course I can't. But I wanted to really summarise it. And I was most inspired by something that I saw online recently. You may have seen it, actually, because I think I shared it on my Facebook page, by Tim Minchin. And he did an address to, I think it was the Western Australian University. And he gave 9 life lessons. So if you can give 9 life lessons in, I think it was about 7 or 8 minutes, I thought, well, I can surely do 21 business tips in 21 minutes. So this actually ties in with some of the acorns. So those of you that have already read my book, Small Business Giant Potential, which is all about 52 little acorns that you can plant in your business for oak tree success. We start off with 7 thinking acorns, and then 21 action acorns, and then a whole load of other acorns as well, which is about growing your business, mastering your business, and leaving a legacy. This is really about taking action, the kind of actions that really do make a difference in your business. And if you've been in business for a little while now, it's probably likely, correct me if I'm wrong, that you may have picked up a few little bad habits, or you've got yourself into a little bit of a comfort zone. Some of the stuff that you know you need to know, you haven't got round to yet. And there's also some stuff that you still don't know, you don't know. So I'm hoping that even if you have been around business for a little while, not press your finger on that button that says, oh, I know this already. Because as I say in my book, it's when you press that giant big red button and says, I know, that you actually switch off your giant potential. So if you want to grow your small business into something greater, listen up. I've now got 21 minutes to share with you 21 business tips. You ready? Here we go. 1, think more. If you're short of new or creative ideas to grow your business and increase your income, do more thinking than you're doing at present. Thomas Edison said 5% of the people think, 10% of the people think they think, and the other 85% would rather die than think. My bet is, as an entrepreneurial person, you're probably not in the third group, as that's undoubtedly reserved for people who prefer working in a job or being on the dole to running a business. If you're in the second group, those who think they think, question your thinking. And if you're in the first group, the 5% of people who think more. If you haven't found all the answers yet, thinking more will help. It doesn't matter if you think creatively, critically, reflectively, or laterally. Think and be more thoughtful. It can only lead to better stuff in the long run. I believe that 1 hour of proper in-depth question-based thinking, followed by the relevant action, is more valuable to you and your business than reliance on blind faith, 1 month's hard work, done without ever thinking or questioning what you're doing. 2, recognise small moments of giant potential. Following on from 1, we need to do something about it every time we get a great idea. Eureka moments are wonderful. When the proverbial penny drops or the portal opens momentarily into a brand new possibility we hadn't thought of before, we need to capture that feeling, that insight, that flash of certainty that we felt. You know the ones I mean, that split second when you know that you know everything's going to be all right. The only trouble is flashes like that don't last very long, do they? Well, the great news is that you have the technology at your fingertips now that you've never had before. You can record these moments in whatever way and shape and form that they come to you. Whether it's writing it down by carrying a little notebook with you and a pen everywhere that you go, and if you've got something in your handbag and you see something that inspires you, jot it down. Or something could happen, you could hear a great slogan that you think, oh, that could work for my business. Pause the TV, go back. Get your phone, get your voice recorder on your phone, record what it is that you heard on the TV. Get things just stored in your phone all the time. Take photographs. This is something that I've got teenage children and they do all the time. And it always, always reminds me that it's just something I don't always think of. If I'm out in the shops and I need to remember a price of something, or I need to get a model number for a washing machine or whatever it is, you know, it's something that my children do automatically. It's like, well, why don't you take a photo of it? You've got your phone there. It's just such an obvious thing to do. And voice recorder. Use your voice recorder on ideas that you've got yourself. Talk into it. Everybody's got one of these apps on their phone, and we really don't use them as much as we possibly could. So make use of the technology that you've got around you. Number three, have a plan. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, God, that means a business plan. And, you know, that's something that I'm going to get asked, you know, where in 5 years time do I see my business, etc., etc. All of that kind of stuff, I believe, is now out of the window. The world is moving at such a fast pace now that you really genuinely cannot plan 5 years ahead, even 2 years ahead, probably even a year ahead in your business now. And that sounds frightening. You know, because we're in such an uncertain world, we don't know what's around the corner. That said, on the flip side, it's also really exciting because it means that you have opportunity. Now, when there's opportunity, you need to be ready to recognise it. And if you have too much of a solid business plan that is not possible to be swayed from, you can't be flexible. The beauty of being an entrepreneur is that you're not like some of those big corporates out there who can't react and respond quickly enough to changes in the market. Entrepreneurs can think fast, and we love thinking fast. That's our strength. So make use of speed, because you can win in your market because you can act so quickly. So by not having too rigid a business plan, you can succeed. That said, you need to have some sort of a plan. And what I highly recommend, and this is only very recently that I've now changed to this, is nothing really much beyond a 90-day plan. So working quarters, that works really well. Obviously, it works for your business accounts, etc., to be able to think of quarter one, quarter two, and so forth throughout the year. So now be thinking of the next 3 months through to the end of the year, thinking what you're going to be doing from January to March of next year, and so on. I think that having that kind of a plan that is highly flexible positions you at an advantage in business. Number four is have common sense when it comes to money. Now, I'm going to cheat a little bit here because I'm actually going to go into Warren Buffett's 10 Rules of Success. And you can look these up online, or if obviously you've got my book, you can turn to that section of the book, which is in Acorn number 3. Because Warren Buffett talks about 10 rules of success. And he talks about, number one, reinvest your profits. This just makes so much sense in the business world. Entrepreneurs who bleed all the profits out of their business really won't be able to grow their business into something larger and more valuable, and it will be a struggle. So reinvest what you are earning in the early days. Number two, be willing to be different. Now, I'm going to talk about this in a little while, but standing out from the crowd is absolutely the way to go. Don't try and be an also-ran. You are born to be different. You are born to stand out, not to fit in. Three, never suck your thumb. Oh my goodness, the number of times that I have done this and my clients have done this, we feel sorry for ourselves or something happens and it's just not fair. It's childish. We need to get us over ourselves and get on with running our business. Number four, spell out the deal in advance. Your bargaining position is never stronger than before you're committed. So take advantage of that opportunity to spell out the details and specifics of any deal that you're about to do before you get started, especially when working with friends or family. Number five of Warren Buffett's rules of success is watch small expenses. In the investment world, this also translates into the business world, to be honest with you. You know, there's fees charged. There's things that you just don't expect. Little things that really start to add up. Six, limit what you borrow. Oh, so important.
Warren Buffett claims to never have borrowed a significant amount of money. I can say the same thing. The most that I have ever borrowed in terms of business was £1,000 business loan when I very first started my music workshops business for children, which was back in 1994. Everything since then has come from the business and subsequent businesses. Be persistent. This is an advantage to a small entrepreneur because you can just keep going at something. And again, you have the advantage over a larger corporate business in your industry because you are the persistent one. You're the one that's just getting on with things. And it's only going to be a matter of time where your persistence will most certainly pay off. Also, Warren Buffett says, know when to quit. Oh, this is a really important subject because not a lot of talk gets done about quitting. But you need to know that throwing good money after bad is a duff thing to do, not sensible. And so many people live on this thing called hope. They hope it's going to work out. Or they throw money at a program and thinking, oh, this is going to get me to where I need to be next or to up level or whatever it might be. Hope is not a strategy. That's not one of Warren Buffett's, that's one of mine, but it's just so important to remember that. So know when to quit. 9 of his group is assess the risk. Buffett recommends thinking through both the best case and the worst case scenarios. And number 10 of his is know what success means. And I'm going to come into that now on my own number 5. My number 5 top tip is to know yourself. Be aware. Know your core values. Be really self-aware of your vulnerabilities and when you feel them, and know your strategies on how you cope with things. Know your weaknesses, know your strengths, know your opportunities, know your threats. You know, your confidence levels are so vital as an entrepreneur. You need to keep them pumped up. And if you don't, that's when your business slows down because you are at the helm. And inevitably, if you're the person at the helm and you're steering a ship, it's either going to go off course or it's going to slow down or something's going to happen. Hopefully, you won't be hitting an iceberg. But know, have knowledge and an awareness. And the knowing of your core values is so important. Going back to what Warren Buffett said, understand what your definition of success is so very important. You know, for you, it might not be about money. It might be about flexibility or the opportunity to live life your way, to work from home, to be able to still care for elderly relatives at the same time as raising children. It could be that you want to be able to do more than one thing and have a smorgasbord of different things that you do in your business. So, you know, it could be any of those things, but you need to know what's right for you and to do what's right for you. Number 6 is be more courageous. If there's ever a time when you feel fear and doubt, you need to know, just as I learned, and I'm still learning, it's not something that we will ever, ever fix and get over. It's something that we learn to deal with. So if you get fears and if you get doubts, you need to know that this is an emotional thing. And when you get fears and doubts, the reason that you get those is probably because you are in a stage what's known as conscious incompetence. So there's something in your business or something in your life that you just think you haven't got a handle on and you're very aware of it because of this wonderful enhanced awareness that us entrepreneurs have. So it can go against us. But that said, the easiest way to get out of this conscious incompetence and into what's known as conscious competence, to move into that next level or move up to that next level, is by being more courageous. Awesome quote that I want to share with you from a film called We Bought a Zoo. All you need is 20 seconds of insane courage, and I promise you, something great will come of it. Okay, we're now halfway through. I want you to take a little sip of your drink now. Pause if you want to, scribble some notes. And then we're going to carry on. Now, the pace is actually going to pick up now because obviously I have got points 7 through to 21 to cover with you in the next 10 minutes. 7, be more curious. Be on a quest to improve your experience. Get better at everything that you do. Everywhere that you go, always be looking for a way to learn relevant business skills. Be aware of the fact that you don't know everything and you need to know more. Lack of experience is cited as the most common cause of business closure, and it's often the cause of most of the other reasons that a business closes as well, such as insufficient capital, choosing the wrong location for a retail business, poor inventory management, overinvestment of fixed assets, poor credit, personal use of your business funds, unanticipated growth, not knowing your competition, low sales, etc. All of those things are reasons that businesses close, and they are all down to the fact that the business owner did not have enough experience. You need to get really clear on knowing your industry, knowing your target customers, and how to lead your business, how to plan, how to write a blog, you know, all of these things. It's all about gaining experience. And the Japanese have a word called Kaizen, and it's all about constant and never-ending improvement. 8, don't accept excuses, not from other people and especially not from yourself. 9, on the flip side of everything that you see as a challenge or a difficulty, there is actually an opportunity. Look for it. 10, have a mindset that is proactive rather than reactive. Be able to focus on the highest value tasks and distinguish very clearly between what your work time is and what your play time is, and have definitely less in-between time. Number 11, I say get out of what I call the dodo cycle. D-O-D-O. You're doing things, doing, and still not getting anywhere. Albert Einstein's definition of this was insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Change the record. 12, get out of your comfort zone. Make an action plan and then act on it. Someone once said that planning without action is futile and action without planning is fatal. I couldn't agree more. Number 13 is a challenging one for some people. Ask yourself this question. Is what I'm doing really a business, or am I playing? Number 14 is a quote I'm going to share with you by Robert Kiyosaki, and he says that while everyone else is looking for work, the richest people in the world are looking for and building networks. So on that premise, build networks. Deliberately seek out finding new people on a regular basis. Have coffee with people that you've never met before. Inspiring conversations will come from people that are in a different industry to you, and you might get great new marketing ideas, for example, that you wouldn't have thought of if you'd have only hung out with people that are working in the same industry as yourself, let's say. And something I learned years ago as a leader in one company, and that was to be really interested in other people. Interested is interesting. 15 might seem like it contradicts with number 1, which was think more. In this one, I'm going to say think less. If you are prone to procrastination, if you are prone to trying lots of ideas out in your mind and never really settling on one individually, or letting your fears and doubts get in the way and putting obstacles in your path in order to not start something, if you are an expert at getting ready, then think less and do more. Start before you're ready. Theodore Roosevelt said, whenever you are asked if you can do a job, tell them, certainly I can. Then get busy and find out how to do it. That one quote completely changed my mindset around business and got me very action orientated and very proactive, instead of having all of that stuff in my head that was holding me back. So on that note, I want to actually dispel the myth that it takes 21 days to create a new habit or to break an old habit, because sometimes it is as simple as making a decision. Or as I say, in the case of that quote, it just shifted the way I thought about things. And when it became okay to know that it was all right to build the plane as I fly it, I learned that I can get so much more creative and be more productive. Complete and utter game changer for me. Number 16 is about selling. That's something that prickles a lot of women entrepreneurs and gets us really agitated, thinking that sales is something not very nice, or that you have to be pushy to be successful. so not true. Some of the best saleswomen that I know are actually really soft, really introvert, but they have a really special way of relating to other people. And the best way for you, if you are struggling with this subject, and I can go into more detail on this in my 21-day program, which I'm going to tell you about in just a moment. Really know your customer. Really get to know what their pain is, what their problems are. And naturally, as women, we want to help them. And come from a position of service. It is so much easier than you think it is to master being good at selling. So I would love to help you with that, because I know this is an issue with a lot of women. So if you would like help with that, do listen up in the next 5 minutes or so. Number 17 is the same as acorn number 17 in my book, Small Business Giant Potential. And it is about managing the daily distractions. Oh my goodness, this is definitely a challenge for many people. And I know only too well how many people there are playing footsie, as I like to call it, on Facebook, and instead of doing anything in their business. Yes, of course, Facebook is a fantastic tool. And in fact, I've got a great tip for you on Facebook, which I might just share now, actually. But yes, do use it, of course, to promote your business. If that's where your clients, where your potential clients, your leads, prospects, whatever you want to call them, hang out, then of course, that's the place to go. And you need to be attracting their attention. However, you also need to be really focused on what is going to make a difference to your future and to the bank, the money in your bank, and whether or not you can take your children on holiday next year, for example. Going on Facebook and chatting with lots of people may not be that solution. Right, now I promised that I was going to give you a little tip on Facebook, and I'm going to give you this right now. I'm assuming, and I'm going to assume, that if you're listening to this now, you're obviously quite active on Facebook, because that's where I promoted this audio. I'm going to assume that because you are in business, you probably have your own business page. I want to know if you have yet looked at the new insights that are on your business page and realised how much data they're actually now giving you, and how you can tailor what you put onto your page to really reach the most people and get the best engagement, and how you can target and promote things. And very easiest way to do that is to go to your own business page after you've come off this call and go and have a little look. And it's just up the top. Take a look at your admin panel and you'll see in the middle there, check out the new page insights. If you click on that, what you will see is that you can view the last 7 days of data. And as you know, and I'm sure you know this, in business, if you can't measure it, you can't improve it. You have all the measurement that you need there. Page likes, post reach, engagement, your 5 most recent posts. You can see there when they were published, what type they were, whether they were comments, whether it was text, whether it was a link, whether it was a picture. And you can see very easily where your best reach is coming from and where your best engagement is coming from in terms of likes and comments and shares. Now, in the 21-day program that I've got coming up, we're going to go into some really cool little tips on how to get much better engagement in terms of likes, comments, but particularly shares. Shares are what you want to be able to build your community. Number 18 is about working in 30-minute chunks. And again, this is the same as acorn number 18 in my book. The best way to win in your business is to work in short spurts or in multiples of 30-minute chunks. It's been proven that working in 90-minute cycles, particularly working on a 90-minute project right at the very beginning of your day, absolutely sets you up for success for the remainder of your day. Number 19 is another question for you to ask yourself: what makes you unique in business? Do you know? And if you don't, how could you find out? What characteristics do your customers most value about you? Perhaps you could ask them. Testimonials are a great thing for your business. So if you can get some of those, that really will stand you in good stead. And it will help you to get really appreciative of what it is that you do and how you serve your customers best as well. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be customer service that you'll get remembered for and that you'll get your best referrals for. Word of mouth, nothing like it. In time, your customers might forget what you've said,
and forget what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel.
So we're now nearly at the end. We've got number 20 and number 21 to do, and I want to combine these for you. 20, know by cause and effect what leads to your best results. And number 21, be prepared to make mistakes. It's how we become masters of our craft. If we don't make mistakes, we don't learn, we don't gain experience, we don't get the opportunity to improve and to have that Kaizen that I talked about earlier on. So cause and effect. To get your best results, you have to be able to measure. And again, we're going to talk about this in the 21-day program because it's a very important thing to know in your business what sort of results that you're getting and if they're in line with what your expectations were. So I made it to the end. I'm quite pleased with myself, actually, because I am quite a deep diving sort of training person normally. Rattling through that really, really quickly. That was quite fun. Now, to be truly authentic in business, it's very important to me to have something to offer. And what I would like to do now in these last couple of minutes before the end of the recording is to invite you to join me on my 21-day program that I have coming up. It starts on the 21st of October. Again, I'm just having fun with the number 21 at the moment. And it's something that we're going to be starting together for 21 days. Now, what is this program? Well, if you've liked what you've heard today, it's going to follow a very similar format to some of the points that I shared with you, but obviously go into some more detail. And what I would urge you to do next after listening to this would be to pop over to a special page that we've got set up, and it's gp21.eventbrite.co.uk. And on there, you'll see that that is where you can actually pop your card details in and reserve your space in the group. It's a group program, and what it really is designed to do is for you to have some accountability time with a group of like-minded people, and obviously with myself as well, who will be facilitating. Only you know which areas of your business are your strengths. And of course, if you are honest with yourself, as I like to be in my business, you need to be really honest about your weak spots as well, because we all have them. Is it really possible to have what I'm calling a 21-day turnaround? Well, as I've already said earlier, we could actually dispel that 21-day myth because, it's not about the fact that it takes 21 days to form a habit. Really, what I believe it takes is the right mindset and the right knowledge of whether you're getting the results that you really wanted or not, in line with your expectations. So have a little look through the list that you can see on that page, and you'll see there some of the things that we're going to be covering. I'm just going to pick out a few. I'm not going to read the whole list, but if you've got particular areas you want to focus on, such as coming up with fresh ideas, created a plan that's right for your business, changing some bad habits, getting out of your comfort zone, overcoming some fears and doubts. I know that's a big one for many people, but we need to be honest with ourselves about that. Perhaps you need to improve your focus or get smart on setting some goals. It might be that you've got a little bit of an issue around selling, as I mentioned earlier, nurturing your audience, having more sales conversations, or when you have those conversations, converting them into orders. And of course, getting your systems and processes into place, maybe delegating. Perhaps you're tearing your hair out and overwhelmed in your business and you need some help and you don't know whether it's the right time to move up a level and to take on people to help you. What about getting more testimonials? As I said to you, I've got some great ideas also on how you can get more followers on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, ultimately, at the end of the day, make more money. So if a 21-day accountability program with a group of like-minded people feels like the right fit for you right now, take the step and enrol today. For the next 21 minutes, it's only £21. That's a pound a day. If you miss that slot, it doubles to £42. So that's still only £2 a day plus the VAT. And you'll see on that page, gp21.eventbrite.co.uk 21.eventbrite.co.uk. There's some frequently asked questions down at the bottom, so you can see there are a whole load of Q&As. So if you've got any questions, I'm really hoping that they'll be covered in that, and you can get on over there, reserve your space, and then the next step will be that I'll get in touch with you and pop you into a special Facebook group where we can all start meeting each other and getting introduced and follow through the 21-day programme from the 21st of October. So many thanks for listening, and I look forward to working with you in the future. Bye-bye.